Hello, good evening. Hello. Oh, hello, sir. Yes, good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, my first question to you, by any chance, are you Robert Moyer?
Yes.
Oh, great. All right, sir. Well, first of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone, meaning if I reach you on your cell phone so we can make this as quick as possible since we value your time?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And moving on, sir, are you registered to vote over 18?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you would definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. And what is your age, sir?
66.
Okay. Moving on. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I know your race?
My race?
Mm-hmm.
Caucasian.
Okay. Moving on, sir. My other question is, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. I want to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means very favorable. 0 means very unfavorable. If you don't know the person or organization, you can tell me as well. For example, your local school board, sir, from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate them?
50.
50, okay. What about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT, how much would you rate them?
100.
Okay. Public school teachers from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate them?
50.
50, okay. What about public schools from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate them?
50.
50, okay. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
90.
90, okay. What about Donald Trump from a 0 to 100?
0.
0. The critical race theory, or CRT, how much would you rate that?
0.
0. Black Lives Matter?
70.
70, okay. What about public charter schools?
70.
70, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you say excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
I'm sorry?
Fair.
Okay, and moving on, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Worse.
Okay, and how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? I just want you again to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students. 0 means it's not at all important for public schools to prepare students. For example, the first one says, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math from a 0 to a 10. How important do you feel that is?
10.
10, okay. What about develop social skills from a 0 to a 10?
10.
10, okay. What about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. Be ready for higher education like college from 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. Develop critical thinking skills from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you so far for responses. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of public school education, on public school education?
Too much.
Would you say not enough, too much, or about right?
Too much.
Okay. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Would you say a yes or a no? Okay. Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory, or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics, sir? Would you agree or disagree?
Yes, agree.
Do you say strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Would you say you've heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. And just tell me, sir, whether you agree or disagree with these statements. For example, the first one says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Did you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about this one, sir? A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about this one? Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. Moving on, I'm going to read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. I just want you to tell me if you support or you oppose it. For example, the first one says, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. Would you say strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
What about this one, sir? Increase in teacher pay. Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strong.
I'm sorry?
Strong.
Strongly, okay. What about removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay, would you say somewhat or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Okay. What about this one? Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including, all right. Okay, sir. It says raising the standards for entry into the teaching professional, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about this one, sir? Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, moving on, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. And we're almost done, I promise. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and then contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
Support.
Okay, would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly support. All right, what about this one, sir? I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. All right, 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is this? So remember, 0 is not at all convincing. 10 is very convincing. I'm sorry?
0.
A 0. All right. What about this one, sir? Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds, and exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value from a 0 to a 10. How convincing is that, sir? Hello?
10.
10. Okay. And moving on quickly, sir. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is that? Hello, sir?
10.
10. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't able to hear it. Okay, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. We're almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So let me ask you again. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. This one says, sir, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Agree. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And moving on, sir. Well, these last questions, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Great, sir. And moving on, which one of the following best describes your work situation? Would you say you're employed, retired, unemployed, student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Okay. And would you say you're married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widow?
Married. Married.
Married. All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you say a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Would you say public school, charter school, private school, homeschool?
Public school.
Okay. Public school. All right. And moving on quickly, start thinking about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay, sir, how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. And just tell me for each of the following, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. Tell me for the following descriptions, if these apply to you or somebody in your household. So the first one says, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Would that apply to you or somebody in your household?
No.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Would you say this applies?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye.